Watchman.
His name is
Watchman.
Al Sharpton.
I got it.
From our New York studios, Reverend Al, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, and a lot is happening. I think the takeaway that we must have in our community on the Adrian Peterson case is that we must really analyze and discuss how we deal with parenting today. Many of us grew up being spanked. I certainly was. But when we're dealing now in a world where you have children having children and drugs and crack, we've got to really look again at where we draw the line. When we see children with marks on their genital and other areas, we've got to look at this again. I think we must discipline our children, but we must weigh what is the breaking point. But at the same time, we should not get distracted. In the midst of all of this Ray Rice, Adrian Peterson publicity, which is needed and discussion is needed, we must not forget in Ferguson, this prosecutor came back this week and said that they're going to delay the grand jury till January. Many of us feel January of 2015, Tom. Many of us feel that justice delayed is justice denied. It's a stall. So next week, the parents of Michael Brown and Attorney Ben Crump and I will be in Washington with other civil rights leaders saying the Justice Department must move now. We cannot wait. We will not be distracted. Many people feel, well, you can't do Ferguson and deal with Ray Rice. I can chew gum and walk at the same time.
Yeah.
And we are going to continue to put the focus on Ferguson and justice for Michael Brown, justice for Eric Garner. We are going to walk and chew gum at the same time while Jay has his soup.
Reverend Al, you said they want to put it off to January because they figure what?
I think if they think that they go through a few other cases of Ray Rice situations and others, we'll forget about it. And in the dead of winter, my suspicion is that they come back with a negative finding. We cannot afford that. If you've got the body dead, the coroner saying this was the cause of death, and seven witnesses, including now two white construction workers who didn't even know anyone, telling the same story, what is there to decide? So you let the policeman, if he wants to waive immunity, go in and tell his side. You have the evidence here, and you vote. What is there to decide? Why do you need 5 months from when they convened the grand jury a month ago to come with something as simple as this? This is not the trial, Tom. This is whether there's probable cause to go to trial.
Right. Okay, so when is Eric Holder and the Department of Justice going to step in and do something?
Well, that's what we want to know. We'll be in Washington next week. The Congressional Black Caucus starts Thursday, and Michael Brown's parents and Ben Crump and I, Mark Morial, we'll be there. Once we get in the case, we roll with it until the end. We do not go because the media is there. We go and the media follows us. We've got to turn the dial back to Ferguson now and make the nation understand this is not over. No justice has been decided here.
All right.